Okay, we're here. This is a City of Remotwell Special Service District. It is 6 p.m., June 17th of 26. We're in our conference room. We will start with our meeting. We have a quorum, so we'll go ahead and get going. Any public comments? Okay, we'll move on to the bills. We will be on these here that we vote on. We'll be doing a roll call vote. Yeah, somebody turned in a paycheck or time, so.
What's the one highlighted for?
The one highlighted is due to the fact that we had an issue. And when we, so that was the PDFs that we approved in our last meeting. They had a one-time fee. We contacted them because we're like, that wasn't disclosed to us. They give us a discount and drop that to $300 for a one-time fee for that to be able to get that. Because they understand that we are, it's not in our budget this year. Mm-hmm. And so they did change that for us.
Well, you said so, a $300 fee, but it's
So what that is that's our regular website. So okay. That's our regular website.
Okay, with the website.
Yes. And so I did not pay that because when I pay it, it's all paid together there. And so the website was not paid for because there's no way of telling it what to pay for, if that makes sense. Okay.
Okay, the big one down to the bottom is the one that we need to make sure. That is about our, what, eighth payment?
Seventh.
Seventh payment seventh on payment. This one for the number one. That's right. That one there. It's a good thing. We're moving along on that one. Okay, is there any comments? If not, we can get a...
Correction number nine. For record, number nine. Sorry.
Ninth payment. On the original loan.
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve the bills as they are written.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, so now we need to make a roll call vote. You're going to write these names down. We'll start with Dean.
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Brent? Yes. So motion carries. We'll pay the bills. Okay. You want to do on the minutes, wait. Same thing.
Minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, I make a motion we accept the minutes as corrected.
Okay. Do you want to let us know what was corrected?
Yes. One was the month. Last month he put March instead of April. And the other one he put Preston instead of Freston.
Oh. Okay.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, let's go. All in favor, we'll do roll call. To accept the minutes as they were written. Dean?
Yes.
Kim? Judy?
Yes.
Brent? Yes. Okay, motion carries. Okay, now this one here we need to do, it was due at 5 o'clock tonight. And Aaron just found out about it. It's for our tax rate that we have to accept as the Special Service District every year. And it is like a 0.00.
It's a half of a half of a percent.
Yeah, 0.005 of a percent. And we just need to accept it and get the paperwork back to the county.
We need to, correction, Brent, this needs to be ratified because it has been submitted to the county as of yesterday.
Okay, so we will ratify, okay.
I'll make a motion to approve our tax rate for 2026.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Let's go roll call vote. Dean?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Brent? Yes. All in favor, motion carries for the ratification of the tax rate for 2026. Okay, we're cruising. We're going to get Kim out of here. Okay, we've did Orland Anderson subdivision with what he has handed to us in the workshop meeting. Looks like it's going to be what left up, or do we have any discussion on that anymore?
I don't have any discussion. Any
discussion?
The only thing I would suggest is it looks great here, but it'd be nice to get the when the county gets done with that farm.
Oh, sure.
To be able to see.
Sure.
Yeah. That'd be a good thing to submit back to Aaron. Okay.
We understand it's just a rough.
But I don't see anything wrong with what you're planning on doing.
Okay.
Okay. Do we need a motion or anything to allow him to, you know that you need to just follow up with the county and continue with them and then come back to us.
Correct.
Or they'll come back to Aaron once you get your stuff done with the county.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, just needed your clarification on that.
Yeah.
And Orland, just to make it easy for you, once the county gets back to me, I'll contact you. And if you're available to come to the next board meeting that they approve, so if it takes a couple weeks, county gets back to me, whatever the next board meeting is, we'll put you back on the agenda for approval.
Okay.
If that works. So I will call you when the county gives me the thumbs up.
Okay.
Right. So.
To secure those connections, can I purchase them beforehand, or would it be better?
You want to wait.
So once the application's with the county and they have approved the application, then that gives us a guarantee that they're going to be approved through the county,
sure.
And then we can sell them to you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, item number 6 is Roosevelt. We're going to table that. We have not heard from them.
You skipped some.
Okay, we'll go back to number 5. Thanks for the correction. I want to get here. Okay, with Sunrise Engineering, it sounds like with the things going on, we're moving forward with Moon Lake. They have to check with the customer to see if for right away for an existing line to add another power pole there, or if not, they have a plan B to go by, so we're just waiting to hear from them. Also with Sunrise on the water line, there's a couple of things that we will be getting with the contractor on them to follow up on to check out with erosion control. They'll be getting with us with some board members to go and observe that. Any other comments from the board?
What about the markers?
The markers. Okay, the markers.
Do we want to buy some of those markers and put in different places?
I like the idea of a vowel marker, but other than that, we've got tracer wire on it. I don't see why we would need a linear marker down there.
It'd be nice to mark each vowel, where the vowels are.
Okay.
Because in the wintertime, 3 feet of snow.
That's true, yeah.
Right. I think it would be good to put some markers.
That's a good suggestion, Judy.
I mean, even people just digging will see that. It'll be a visible thing. That is
valuable. Yeah.
Visibility, because not everybody calls in.
This is very true.
Tracer wire is great if they call in, but if they don't call in and it's not visible, they're not going to call in.
Well, at least if we have valve markers, we can hook up our machines, equipment.
Right.
And do our blue stakes that we need to do.
Right.
Which they should be calling blue stake anyway.
Right. I just think visibility is a good thing, where it's out in the middle of kind of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Is that something we want to have Alan do as the water manager, oversee that, and however you choose to?
I mean, if you want
to. You're going to have to count them.
If you want to go down there and say, you know, he said 500 feet, and that's 75. We probably don't need that many.
You mainly need just to mark your valves and your your valves and your air vacs, all you gotta do is put a marker up on them. They've already got some pretty good sized bumper rocks there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they need something maybe a little higher with a foot of snow.
On our fire hydrants, do we got the flags on them? Did they put flags on them? That might be something we might want to look at too.
I remember seeing them on there.
And let's follow up on that then too and figure out how many we need. That's not what,
that should have been
a dozen or so?
That should have been part of the contract.
Yeah.
Should have been.
Yeah.
That's something you could probably ask Jeff about to see if that is in there.
And then we can help get them all installed.
Okay, we'll follow up on them with the suggestions for the markers and flags for the hydrants. Okay, moving on, we'll go to office manager report real quick.
So I've covered a few things. So just to share, we've had 10 new customers for record. 7 of those are new connections that are pending. Each of you on the board and staff have that list, and so just keep those people in mind. The other option that I had too was the item that I have here is item 1, which you just talked about. I'm going to skip item 2 for just a second. Item 3, wanting to read meters on the 25th, which is a Thursday, the last part of the month. And then we would do rereads between the 26th and 31st there. So it'd give you a few days to get some rereads done.
There's 30 days there.
Is there any way we can do it on the 24th? I've got my days.
Yeah, absolutely. If that works for you, so the 24th, let's do the 24th. That works. If you're available, I'm going to take you up on it.
Yeah, because the next night I've got my day starting, and so I don't know that I'd be able to guarantee I could be here that day.
Because we will need to do rereads over the weekend, and I will have to have them for billing.
And we can figure something out. If you're busy.
Sunday I'm available, so I can do them on Sunday. Rereads, but that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm
good to go. And if you are between us three here, or we can even involve AJ with us, we can get around and get them done.
And then item 2, I'm going to circle back to really quick. I have suffered my family has suffered a unexpected loss. Kind of devastating, and so we've got a funeral that we are going to in Colorado. Tomorrow we'll be a viewing, and then we will be to a funeral on Friday in Colorado. And so the office will be closed tomorrow, which just kind of coincides with Juneteenth, the next day anyway, so but the office will be closed tomorrow due to that. I've let Brent know. I believe in a conversation with Judy that too. So we will be closed that day. Those are things that we can't plan. So that's my report. I don't think I have any. And an audit too. We just got our audit done. So yippee for the year. So I'm very happy about that. So anyway, that's my report for the board.
I can bring up what maybe July's changed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
so,
get that transfer water net all secured in that line.
Yeah.
So I have another.
I went and inspected it and got taken care of, but Alan was going to pressurize it.
So I have another item really quick. Our board chair is not going to be here next month on July. This is board meeting. And so we have 2 options. We can either move board meeting to another night, or AJ can be here and take care of the administrative duties.
So on the 15th?
Yeah, I'm going to be gone. My kids have requested that I stay with them for vacation instead of coming home for water meeting.
On the 15th?
That whole week.
Why don't we just have AJ?
Hey, family comes first.
Yeah, and I haven't done that before. I've always come back for water stuff.
We reschedule a water meeting. That's not
if that's what you want, or we'll run into the same thing. Well, next month won't be.
And we could do roll call too again if we need to. So AJ could run the meeting next month too as well. It's just up to you guys, depending upon whether you want to have the meeting next month on the same day or we want to change it.
Same day, have AJ run it. That's fine with me.
Give him some practice. He's helped out on one or two, but it's been a while.
But it's up to, that's just my opinion.
I'd rather move the date on the meeting.
Okay, so we got to move, and I'm okay with that, if that's what you choose.
And I'm gone the next week, because I'll be...
You'll be gone the 22nd? So we'll be short.
Well, I'll take it back. No, I will be here. I'm leaving the 23rd.
So we could do it the 22nd.
Yeah, let's move it. You'll just have to post it.
Yeah, post a board meeting change. Okay. So
change board meeting to the 22nd.
July 22nd?
July
yes,
22nd.
The fourth Tuesday.
So next month, someone will have to help Alan do the reading at the meetings because I'm gone that whole end of the month.
I should be around the rest of the year. Or Kim. Kim would be a good...
Day or two notice, whatever.
Just easier when you have somebody driving, somebody reading the meters.
Way easier than trying to look out the window for oncoming cars. Yeah.
And it's a good thing for liability, too. So.
Yeah. Thanks for taking care of that, Aaron.
Thank you.
Let's tackle the board compensation that we discussed. Let's open that up. Anybody want to make a motion and we can discuss?
I'd like to motionally discuss the board compensation.
Okay.
I'll second it if you need a second.
And we'll have the discussion of what we're thinking of doing. We're thinking of raising the rate from $50 a meeting to $100 a meeting. Is one of the choices, and also to change from a one-time-a-year payout to whatever the board decides, whether we want to do a monthly, quarterly, or every 6 months.
I'd prefer quarterly if it don't raise too many eyebrows. Okay. Now, I don't think $300 or $400 or whatever should...
Quarterly would be fine with me.
Quarterly would be good too, because then you can remember maybe what meetings you attended.
Yeah.
And Aaron keeps pretty good track of that. So that'll help out on the budget too, to know every quarter. I'm okay with that. But then we'd need to see what you guys okay with on the motion. The amount of compensation and not to exceed the state's
$5,000.
$5,000 limit for what the state's.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay, let's.
Can I make an amendment to that motion?
Yeah, go ahead.
I amend that we just start, we do this next month. We get paid for the previous 6 months for this year.
Okay,
we
and then we'll.
This year. We start now.
Start, okay.
Okay.
I think okay. That has to be seconded.
Effective immediately.
I'll second
exactly
that motion.
Second the added on to do next month start. Okay. Okay, with that, we'll do a roll call vote. Let's see what Aaron has his notes first. You good? Okay. Dean?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Brent? Yes. Motion is unanimous. Motion carries. So that'll go into effect July meeting. Okay. With item number 10, we'll let Alan take care of Russ Dewars to update us on what was taken care of on that.
So on Friday, Russell Dewar went down and changed that third connection out from a three-quarter connection to a one-inch connection. I need to go down and put a meter in there, but it's completed other than the meter. So I'll grab a meter with me tonight and get that taken care of. And then everything's settled on Devin's hat.
Okay. Okay.
Let me just skip number 7. I do have a couple of things that I need you guys to decide.
Oh, we did. While you're talking, we'll go right back to you.
on the Preston subdivision, who's responsible for the back tees on that?
The back tees?
The back tees. Yeah, so when you put in a new line in service, we have to have a back tee before we can actually call it a line. You have to do a back tee sample. It has to be sent into the state, and then the state gives you a letter of approval saying that can be a culinary line. So is he responsible to take that sample?
He's done the last two, okay. The last one. So yes, it's his responsibility.
And then going forward, I didn't turn on that line because he doesn't have a
thrust
block on the fire hydrant. And so I was worried that I could blow off in the future, and I didn't want us to be reliable for another hydrant. So I did reject the turning of that on. He's going to go get a thrust block, and then we can turn it on tomorrow. So in the future, are you guys okay with me denying anything that needs a thrust block that somebody else does? Because
anything you see that needs to be, yeah.
I explained to him because he's like, well, I'm a little concerned about this hydrant because I think I over-tightened it. And I said, well, I'm not as concerned about the over-tightening as I am that there's nothing behind it to hold back that pressure. So whether you over-tightened it or under-tightened it, the thing's leaving.
Yeah, my feeling is if you see anything that you're representing the district. So if you see anything that doesn't pass,
it's a standard, not a code. So it's kind of one of those things that should have, but it's not law.
Yeah. So we are going to be taking over that system, and you knowing that, oh, well, we'll just let it go without that thrust block. And 6 months down the road after we accept it, there's an issue. Then it's costing us.
Yeah. So, Alan, before you move on, I have a question. So does this mean that the meters have been placed too in that line? So when he turns on the system, is everything ready? Because I need to know for billing purposes.
I see the setters there, but I don't think there's any meters in them. I didn't expect that. Yeah. I pulled up, looked at the hydrant, and I'm like, I don't want to turn this on. So I stopped there. But I did see the setters in the ground.
He hasn't backfilled anything yet either, has he?
Yeah, the connections are open. He did backfill the end valve, which, did you see the valve before it was, is there?
It was fine, yeah.
Is there a thrust block on the end?
Yes.
Okay. He told me there was, and I'm like,
yep.
Yeah, maybe when you talk to him again, tell him it needs to be left open until it's...
He's like, the only reason I didn't backfill that is because I was scared about that fitting. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you didn't, because I would have never seen that there wasn't a thrust block.
Yeah.
I think if we do require that one of us lays eyes on it before it's backfilled,
And I did take pictures of it before it backfilled all that. Good thing.
Yeah.
But like you say, the water meters are open, so when you do pressurize the line, you're going to have to make sure they get shut off or they're going to be blowing water out.
Does that not need flush, though, to get any sand or silt?
It wouldn't hurt to have it flushed a little bit.
Or is he baking anything in there?
He did throw chlorine in.
So we've got 48 hours of pressure out before we can flush that back out and then do another back tee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can call it a culinary line.
And since he's got services in there, he can get his back tees on the service lines. Since it's not a fire hydrant. Well, there is a fire hydrant in there. Either way.
Okay. So I imagine, is he going through Dry County, do you know?
That's who he's done it before.
I'll request that he CCS on the results so that as soon as we get the second back to the result, then we'll come it on and move on.
Okay. Well, if there's not anything else, can I get a motion? We have some things to discuss in a closed We need to go into a closed if we can. And you, yeah, it'll be quick.
Okay.
We can let you know if you have obligations. We can let you know what was discussed.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll leave then.
Okay. Actually, if he leaves, you don't have a quorum.
That's right. You have to stay for just a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
I make a motion we go into a closed session for what is written in on the paper.
It's actually item B.
Yeah, item B.
Item B, 52-4-205-1A.
Yep. We have got to do a roll call. Dean?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Brent? Yes. Motion's unanimous. Motion carries. So we're going to go into a closed meeting. Orland, well...
Yeah.
The rest of us will...